there is something happened in that time, which is a bid'ah, that some people, when they read Quran, they faint. They said, we are so affected, so moved with the verses, we cry until they faint. Ibn Umar radiallahu anh passed by one man from Iraq and he fainted. He said, what's wrong with him? He said he was reading Quran or listening to the Quran. He said, wallahi, when we read Quran, we have khushu'. We have khushu', we have fear in our heart, but we never faint or fell down. Anas radiallahu anhu been asked, he said, this is what al-Khawarij does. Cry too much, fainted, acting. This is not from Ahlul Sunnah. And Aisha radiallahu anhu, she said, Quran should be respected. Quran is not something when you read it, you faint and you be out of your mind. Quran should be, when you read it, should يعني, make you feel better. Not worse, not to be fainted. Otherwise, nobody going to read the Quran. After that, and this is, by the way, it's the roots related to what? To the Sufism. When the Sufiya, one of their proved that they are right, they said, when we read Quran, we faint. And you know, Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, he had with the Rifa'iyya, when they said that we are so attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we read any ayah from his Quran, we faint. Wallahi, regardless what? Then Ibn Taymiyyah said, okay, I will bring like a bridge. He made like a bridge. And he made a fire under the bridge. It's a small one, like a piece of wood. Like the trunk of the tree. And he said, sit on that and the fire underneath of you. And we're going to read the whole Quran. And I want to see you're going to faint or not. You're going to, yeah, if he faint, you're going to die. Then they refused. Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, smart. Anyway, so this is like was in the, you see, in the earlier, it just was individual cases, but raised. In that time also, it's for first time that the Prophet ﷺ grave was in his house. Then Abdul Malik ibn Marwan, what he did, he entered the Prophet ﷺ's rooms inside the masjid. So this is a new thing. He decorated the masjid. Bani Umayyah decorated the masjid. This was the first time to happen. In 80 Hijri, 80 Hijri, it means how many years after the Prophet ﷺ death? The Prophet ﷺ passed what? 13 Hijri. That's right? So 80, it means 70? 67. No. 10th Hijri. 70 years. Ma'bad al-Juhani. Ma'bad al-Juhani. Ma'bad al-Juhani appeared. Here, man, he came with an idea of rejecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qadr, his predestinies. And he was killed when he started these innovations. And Ghaylan al-Dimishqi came after him. 105. He increased this bid'ah. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, Ibn Abbas, they had a lot of statement against those people and they said they are kuffar. In 67, there is a big fitna happened in the Muslim history with a man, his name Al-Mukhtar, Ibn Abi Ubaid al-Thaqafi. 67. This man was the first one in the history of Islam who claimed prophecy. Not claim prophecy. He said that revelation can be given to somebody other than the Prophet. He said, claimed that Jibreel used to talk to him and to give him wahi. And he claimed that he's a prophet. Some people said no, he didn't. But he claimed that he is receiving revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he had a big fitna and he was Shi'i. He was Shi'i. And he was killed after that in 67. This man opened the door for the Shia, for the Sufism, to say later on, it's possible for somebody to receive revelations or orders directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Umar and Ibn Abbas were asked المختار, he claimed that he received revelation. They said, sure, he did, he does. He received revelation, but from the shaytan, not from الرحمن. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ هَلْ أُنَبِّئُكُمْ عَلَى مَنْ تَنَزَّلُ الشَّيَاطِينَ عَلَى كُلِّ تَنَزَّلُوا عَلَى كُلِّ أَفَّاكٍ أَثِيمٍ وَإِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ لَا يُوحُونَ إِلَىٰ أَوْلِيَائِهِمْ. Allah said in the shayateen, give the revelation to their people. They know their people. Anyway, even though he, in this time, also appear in the Muslims' history, the first time people lie on behalf of the Prophet ﷺ. And this particular person, Mukhtar, he ordered the son of Ammar ibn Yasir, Muhammad, the son of Ammar ibn Yasir, to lie, to claim that his father told him that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned al-Mukhtar. So Muhammad ibn Ammar said, I will never lie at the Prophet ﷺ. So he killed Muhammad ibn Ammar because he refused to fabricate the hadith. Also, this man said something new because he was fighting the believers or the Umayyin, and he told his companion, we're going to win. But he lost the battle. So now how Prophet and he liar? It doesn't work. He lies. He said, no. Allah changed his mind. And this is for the first time this idea came. And this idea has a root all the way back to the Jewish, because also they have this idea that Allah say things or decide things or do things, then he think he change his opinion or him and his mind about it. And then he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for serve some reasons, he changed his mind and let us lose the battle or lose the fight because wisdom for that he had it. It is very weird that this person, he used to hate Ali radiallahu anhu so much. But in the after couple of years, he found that the only way to be successful to say that he loves Aisha so much. And he said to that extent that he said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, part of him enter Ali. And this part enter him, transfer from Ali to him. A'udhu billah. This is Mukhtar. And his fitna was a very big fitna. And it is very weird that you know that he had a lot of followers in that time. A lot of followers, and they fought so bravely. So we're so brave in fighting, defending this person. And this is what the desires and the ahwa and the bid'ah does. Also, after there's another fitnah called Ibn al-Ash'ath in 83, also some movement against the Khalifa. They tried to break and fight the Khalifa. See, after every fight happened, a new innovation comes up. This innovation could call al-Murji'ah. Bid'at al-Irja', which is, they said, this is a new thing in 83. Abu Dharr al-Hamadani, and he died in around 90s, in 90s Hijri. He said that the faith, the Iman, actions not part of the Iman. Actions not part of the Iman. A'mal laysa juz'a min al-Iman. And 120, he adopted this idea, a man, his name, Hammad ibn Abi Sulaiman. He is the teacher of Abu Hanifa. Hammad ibn Abi Sulaiman. He's one of Abu Hanifa's sheikh. He also liked the idea of, or he adopted this idea, which is the Quran, the actions not part of the Iman. And in this time, for the first time, three issues came out related to the subject of faith. That action is not part of the Iman. The faith or your Iman, your belief, doesn't decrease. Stay in the same level. Third, bid'ah, you're not allowed to say, Ana mu'min, insha'Allah. You can't say, insha'Allah. Also, at that time, after Ali radiallahu anhu fight, also at that time, the Khawarij came out and said, whoever make major sin, he is kafir. He is kafir. For the first time, those Khawarij said, now when they said, when you make a major sin, you are kafir. The people said to them, what about the ahadith? There is a lot of ahadith in the Prophet ﷺ said that major sins, it doesn't make the person kafir. They said, no, the Quran said that, we reject the ahadith. See how it comes. We reject the hadith. Therefore, this Khawarij, what well known about them, they reject hadith if it contradicts the Quran. Therefore, Aisha radiallahu anha, when one of her servants said, Aisha, why we make up the fasting, but we don't make up the prayer? She said, are you among the Khawarij, the Haruriyah? You contradict the Sharia, or you raised raising something against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Decision is ruled by your own logic. A haruriyatun anti, reported by Muslim. Also, As-Suyuti rahimahullah mentioned that the Khawarij said, in Quran, only 3-time prayer. That's it. We're not going to pray 5 times. And some of them, even more than that, they said the woman during her period, she has to pray and fast. And they said certain things because they canceled the sunnah. And some of them said prayer has not to be like the same way we do, just any prayer, any way you do it. Because they totally reject the sunnah. And this is the first time to happen in the Muslims' history. In 105, and after that 124, 128, another movement came, and those people who are Al-Ja'd ibn Dirham and Al-Jahm ibn Safwan, and those people start talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, existence and attributes. And they said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not above his throne, is not above the people. For the first time also in the Muslims' history, and both of them been executed.